Masechet Eduyot, Perek Gimal, Mishnah Yod. In this Mishnah, we'll list three different halachic positions of Rabban Gamliel in regard to Yom Tov, where we have a machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, and Rabban Gamliel takes the position of Bet Shammai, even though he comes from the family of Bet Hillel. Mishnah says, Shelosha dvarim Rabban Gamliel mahmir kedivrei Bet Shammai. There are three things that Rabban Gamliel is mahmir, is strict, like the opinion of Bet Shammai. En tomnin et hamin miyom tov leShabbat. A person is not allowed to insulate a pot of hot water on Yom Tov for the use of Shabbat, even though an Eruv Tavshilin was made, because according to Rabban Gamliel, an Eruv Tavshilin does not cover insulating on Yom Tov for Shabbat. Of course, a person is not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat without an Eruv Tavshilin. And Bet Hillel would say that a person is allowed to insulate as long as he makes the standard Eruv Tavshilin with one dish, one cooked dish. According to Bet Shammai, a person has to have a baked item if he wants to bake from Yom Tov to Shabbat, a cooked item if he wants to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat, and also an insulated hot water item if he wants to insulate from Yom Tov to Shabbat as well. Like we said, Bet Hillel only holds you need one item, one tavshil, and that would be enough to allow all types of food preparations. Ve'en zokfin et ha-menorah b'yom tov. A person is not allowed to reassemble a menorah, candlestick, on Yom Tov, because it looks like the melacha of building, which you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Bet Shammai is of this opinion, like Rabban Gamliel. They say that it's michzi, it looks like binyan, and therefore you're not allowed to reassemble this. The real building, the real deoraita building, is only on something that is not movable, like an actual building, something attached to the ground. So even here, Bet Shammai would say that it's only derabanan. Bet Hillel would say that you're allowed to reassemble this candlestick as long as it's not being attached with force, where it would be permanent. Ve'en ofin pitin girisin ela rekikin. Says Rabban Gamliel, like the opinion of Bet Shammai, that you're not allowed to bake thick loaves or many loaves of bread on Yom Tov. We call it a thick loaf because the dough was all made, a lot of dough together. You're not allowed to make more bread than that's needed on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to put more effort than is necessary. So therefore, you're only allowed to make a few loaves, whatever you actually need. Bet Hillel would hold that you're allowed to make even more loaves of bread at once when you're putting it in the oven, because the dough that's in the oven takes up more space, and therefore the heat has less space to go, and the heat is more concentrated, and the bread will cook better. So therefore, it's necessary to have more loaves of bread in there to make everything bake better, so Bet Hillel would allow it. Amar Rabban Gamliel, mi mehen shel Bet Abba, lo hayu ofin pitin girisin ela rekikin. Rabban Gamliel says, I have proof from my side that you're not allowed to bake many loaves of bread. In times of my father, they would not bake many pieces of loaves of bread on Yom Tov, only few loaves, because they were nervous of exerting effort that wasn't necessary for Yom Tov. Amru lo, the rabbis responded back to him, Umana ase lebet avicha shayu mahamidin latzman umkilina al Israel. Say the hachamim back to him, what are we going to do with your father's practice? The fact that your father did this, that he only baked the necessary loaves of bread for Yom Tov, it doesn't prove that baking many loaves is prohibited. Your father was strict on himself, but he was lenient for the rest of the Jewish people. Lehiot ofin pitin girisin vahori. And he even allowed the rest of the Jewish people to bake thick loaves of bread and even make coal-baked bread, which required a tremendous amount of effort. The thick bread was a lot more exertion when they were kneading the dough and putting it into the oven. And even the coal-baked bread, which you have to stoke the coals continuously in order to keep the oven hot, he would even allow that, despite the fact that there was a lot of effort involved. So therefore, even though he was mahmir with the people in his own home, that doesn't mean he held that that was the actual halakha, and he was actually lenient with the people, and he allowed them to bake all different types of bread for the purposes of Yom Tov.